Welcome to the Finding the Magic podcast, where books come alive. I'm Tricia Copeland, a fiction author and host of this show. If you love books, finding great reads, and hearing about the story behind the story directly from the authors, this is the place for you. Whether you like fantasy, science fiction, dystopian, or romance titles, I think you'll find something to love in my playlist. Listen in to discover something magical about a book or two today. Hello, Jeff. Hello, Mindy.
Hi. Hello.
How are you guys?
We're doing great. Thanks for having us, Tricia.
Oh, yeah. I'm so excited. So today we're here with Jeff and Mindy Heather. Jeff Kippel and Mindy Heather. I'm going to get your last name wrong. So tell me your last name, Mindy.
So my last name is Blackstein.
Blackstein. Okay. I always get the Stein and Stein mixed up, and I know there's an IE or EI, and I think that's based on how you pronounce it, but I'm always asked to make sure.
Well, that's funny that you mentioned that, because normally it actually is EI, but when my grandparents came over the border, it was spelled wrong. So it just stayed like that.
Yeah. I think a lot of names get that happen. So
yeah.
Interesting. But I had Jeff, I don't know if last time you were on the show, Mindy, or not, but we had Jeff on the show maybe a year or two ago with your first, was it your first release?
Yeah, it was.
Now you're back, and I mean, we'll talk about your new release, and we can talk about your other book too, just so people know both of your books. But jump in, tell us about your new book.
You know, it's a whole new version of it. So, for example, the audiobook has 2 extra hours on it. So what happened since the last time that we chatted is Mindy has always been helping me with the book, and I invited Mindy to fully join me and immerse in this and come on as co-author. And what we did is, when I wrote the book initially, I started in my teens and added things throughout my life. But so there's a lot of the comedy aspect of it, but not deeper messages. And what we did is we went back on it and added these layers of wellness and self-love and empowerment and messages throughout, so that people can have an aha when they're reading the book.
Fun. And this is just a way back. It's a sci-fi novel, correct?
Yes. It's sci-fi. And what's really cool is when we launched it, it made it to the number one position on Amazon in 4 categories. And those 4 categories kind of describe what the book is. So it made it to number one in comedy, in science fiction, in happiness, and in self-help and psychology humor.
Very cool. Yeah, I think, you know, for me, I love listening to comedy, and I love sci-fi. So those two go together. Like, I'm thinking like, a sci-fi Monty Python, right? Is it slapstick comedy like that?
It is, and we also made it so that the comedy has like deeper things to make you rethink.
Okay. Well, go ahead.
Yeah, it is that type of comedy. It's the kind of comedy that like gets you laughing out loud and makes you think twice. So it has that comedy, and embedded within are the messages that Jeff was saying.
Yeah.
So set up the plot line for me.
Plot line would be that there's 2 main characters, and they each have best friends. So one main character's name is Servanant, and he lives on the planet Pacelder. He's just a happy, adventurous, kind of go-with-the-flow guy. His best friend is his computer, Godfrey. That's also his ship. And Servanant just feels like he just needs to get out of where he is. Back on Earth, there's a teenager, his name is Jim. His best friend is Orville, which is a budgie that sings all its lines and all of its lines rhyme. So the audiobook is really, really funny. Jim is, he's kind of looking for some adventure and a way out. And something weird happens that you'll have to read the book to find out, really. But they switch bodies, Servant and Jim. So they're getting both to experience new worlds in like different ways from fresh sets of eyes.
Fun. So does this happen on purpose? Do they try to switch bodies, or it just happens and they don't know why?
It basically happens. They don't know why, although their a deeper part of them was wishing for something different. So they just weren't specific enough on what they wished for. So they got what they wanted, but in a completely different way.
Yep.
I love that. And yeah, I love listening to just something light and something that you can take your mind off of whatever you're going through. Although at the holidays, we're hopefully having that as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, the audiobook, we're really proud of. The voice actor, Alan Irving, is like just amazing.
And it's hilarious. He cracks us up.
Yeah, it's like when we laugh again and again. And he really did a great job with this book. And on Audible, it made it into the top 50 in humorous science fiction in the first week. And today is actually ranking at number 13. So
what?
It's pretty cool. Yeah. Yeah. I just
yet.
Forgot.
Oh,
yeah.
That's cool.
That's
so we're excited about that. Well, yeah. Because the audiobook is something that anyone could listen to and, you know, enjoy with family or on their own or with kids. So it's fun.
Okay. So it is a young adult book appropriate for kids then?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And that's
go ahead.
That's part of what we did with our revision. So it's a second edition of the first book. And so we upgraded it so it was more clean like that.
Okay. And what age would be like the youngest, you would think, that would?
Okay. I think maybe around 8,
okay.
Something like that. Yeah.
So middle grade even.
Yeah. And upwards to everybody. There's this nostalgia part of it. But we've done book readings for like grade 1. So how old is that? 6, 7? So yeah, it's all ages.
Fun. Well, talk to me about the different themes, because there sounds like there's a lot of layers here.
There are a lot of layers. It's really, the themes are all about acting ridiculous so that you can self-discover, so that the other theme is about self-discovery, self-love, and self-health. So it's acting ridiculous, going outside your comfort zone, doing what you've always wanted to do. Imagine more, tune into your talents, pursue your passion, and really discover who it is, who you are at your core, just as the characters do.
Because our background is really in fitness and wellness and empowerment. So what we've done is we've layered the book with all these additional messages, and now a companion community is being created for it. So people who had an aha can actually go to this accountability network, find an accountability buddy, you know, and get the information or inspiration or insights, or discover different innovations that will help them on their journey.
Because a part of this network are experts in their field, people who have discovered things on their own journey and innovated things that can help people be more happy, healthful, confident, fulfilled. And so all of these people are now accessible through the funneling of our book.
I love that, because so many coaches, for lack of a better word, usually write nonfiction books and in the self-help genre, but you've like gone off into the fiction world and said, okay, how can we make this more fun? How can we create a story that teaches all of these principles and lessons and hopefully inspires too, right? Is that one of your tenets as well?
Yeah, it's, you could deliver a very different message through comedy, and people are open to that. So we wrote it in such a way that if someone's not open to the message, it's just a fun story or a fun line. If they are, then they'll recognize it. And if they recognize it and they do have some kind of shift, then we've helped in a very different way.
I think books for many ages are that way, can be that way in and of themselves, right? Because if it's fantasy or sci-fi, there are going to be situations that mirror our real life and that we can work through our feelings around or work through how we're thinking about certain situations in the fantasy world, and sometimes get aha moments about, oh, I need to do this different, or, oh, I could have handled it this way, or it's a safe place to go to look at all those feelings and decisions and motivations and what am I doing next? Type questions, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the book is you're opening to all kinds of worlds and learning and life lessons.
Okay, so you said you've been writing this since a teen you were a teenager, and when is it just like in the past couple of years through your coaching experience that you said we can layer this?
Well, it started off, we were in the fitness world and we had a big presence there. We ran events, we had a magazine series, we had a world tour, we had TV shows, and we really had the opportunity to inspire people and influence people. And so we did that by offering them platforms to transform their physique, thinking that in doing that and looking like their own superhero, it came with automatic confidence, with automatic happiness, health, and knowledge about that those things. And what we discovered is it's a part of the component. You could love how you look, but unless you love yourself, it doesn't translate into how you actually feel. And so then we set on this quest to course correct that. And Jeff had already been writing his book and asking me to assist him with it, with editing it. And I'm like, listen, I can't edit it without putting our messaging in there because this is like what our new stance was. Like we were on this journey to course correct. And so we embedded elements of it throughout the book because of that. And
One
with,
sec.
all
I
right.
wasn't. I was opposed to it at the beginning, so it took some time.
Oh, yeah. I had to work on him because it was his baby, right? So it's changing like a bit of the core of what the essence of what it was. But eventually he understood and agreed and got excited about it. And that's what we're doing. But along our journey, back to your question, we studied under different thought leaders, under different people who were tops of their fields in different areas. And like we mentored under people, we mirrored them, we spent a good chunk of our lives like learning so that we could understand underlying principles that is not common amongst everyday talk and embed those into the book.
And then the last part of it, what I realized too was really cool, is we do a lot of interviews and things like that. And the majority of what we talk about is mindset and mindfulness and spirituality and, wellness and empowerment. Yes, the book, but really on that. So we're really accomplishing what we said. Let's do both. Let's, continue this dream of this Hitchhiker's Guide type book, but let's layer it with stuff that we're already talking about anyway, and that we've spent the time, like Mindy said, studying. Well, these are things that people should know about, and if we can build it so that we have like this companion community where people can expand on their knowledge, and it's gamified so they're being rewarded for it. Well, that's awesome. Then we've really done what the two of us have come together to do.
Finally, it's just been years.
The two of you, a little nudged by
Yeah.
Mindy. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I think it's great to have that community of people that are going on the same journey together because you're right. Yeah, you can look great on the outside and be miserable on the inside. So it's really cool that you, I won't say upped your game, but like transformed what you were doing from helping people not only feel well physically, but feel well emotionally and spiritually too, it sounds like a little bit.
Yeah, and it's for everybody. I mean, for authors, to get into that creative space. What do you do to create your environment, to get into that flow state? So there's all these different things that will help anybody in whatever they're doing in life.
Yeah, sometimes it's hard to refocus and figure out what's going on with you sometimes. So, yeah, maybe reading this and getting into those deeper questions. You said you have this online community and it's a game-based reward system. Describe that a little bit more.
Well, people can go on missions depending on what your goal of transformation is. Maybe it's to touch your toes, maybe it's to shed some weight, maybe whatever it is. And when you choose a different mission to go on, you have all these action steps that you can take. And when you do those action steps and you share your ahas and your experience, and the person who or persons who inspired you along that way, well, then you're getting points or rewards for that. And, you know, there's all kinds of things from dollars to products to appearing in the next series of the books, and all kinds of really fun things. So the big part was most people change long enough to get the results they want, and then they go back to what they were doing before. So if you can pair people up with an accountability buddy and gamify the process, then there's more likelihood that people will stay.
Essentially, what we're doing is we're telling people to act ridiculous, go do what they want to do, go outside your comfort zone, go from your ordinary, where you are today, no matter where that is, and now go to your extraordinary. Does it mean habit hacking? So getting rid of a bad habit or starting a good habit? Does it mean tuning up your talents, picking up an instrument, creating a song, forming a band? What does it mean? But go from your ordinary to your extraordinary. And through that process, they're guided by an accountability team and an incentivized program to motivate them to continue to do it. And the experts and the innovators who have the insight, the inspiration, and the offerings to assist them on their journey.
And that sounds like a lot of fun. I know. Yeah. My challenge for me, like, I broke my arm, so I needed to take this extra calcium, but I could never remember, right? Like, I was forgetting all the time because it was different, right? And so I put it like in the middle of the table. I'm going to take it every morning. But now, like, I don't have to put it in the middle of the table because now that it's a habit, I can remember every morning. But it's like getting to that habit stage is a hard thing, I think, for a lot of people, right?
Yeah. Deciding to decide. Like, it's really saying, okay, I'm going to do this, but I'm really going to do this. Like, I'm really going to make the decision to do it.
And then having an accountability buddy in your ear saying, did you do it?
Yeah.
Okay. I did it. Did you do it? I did X, Y, Z. Now, did you do X, A, B, C? Yeah. So, yeah. And having those experts to guide people would be a critical point, too, I would think.
Yeah.
So not someone that's been there before or has maybe a little more training. Are these people who are like trained in psychology, therapy type
people? Well, right now I'm talking with people who are like at the top of their fields, whether it's mindfulness or breath work or green food nutrition or how to move your body in the right ways. So yeah, that's what we've been doing for over 10 years now. Just either vetting or connecting with or mentoring with, so that when we were ready to launch this, we have the right people all around us.
That's amazing. That's awesome. So you did mention that this is going to be a book series. Tell me about what the series looks like moving forward.
Book two is just in the final editing phase right now. Book three has already started. And what we're doing is we're doing a trilogy of trilogies. So there'll be 9 books in total.
And what are the storylines moving forward? Are we staying with the same characters? Do we get to see different characters? What can we expect?
Yeah, you're seeing the continuation of the story with introductions of new themes and new some new characters, some fun characters along the way. Yeah, the book is going to follow the journey of these main characters, which there's 5 or 6. And we'll see where that goes.
And did the storyline lead the plot, or did the themes lead the plot, or did you kind of marry them?
I like to say inspiration has led the plot.
Okay.
You know, we really do write in that state of download and flow. And we don't really plan out, you know, this is how it's going to end and this is what's going to happen. We know the general things that we want to have happen in the whole book, but that's very loose also.
Okay. And are there questions and answers at the end of the book that help you, like, maybe realize what the themes are if you hadn't been thinking about the book in that way? Is that something...
Yeah, that's a great idea. We're having something put in when the community launches, so we'll update the books and stuff.
We haven't thought of questions.
But questions we haven't thought of. That's a good one.
Thank you.
Yeah, because, I mean, it could be for, there could be like a little section for the parents, like how to talk to your kids about what the characters are experiencing or the situations that the characters get in and how they get out of it. And I'm thinking of ideas coming out of my head right now.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, now that my kids are almost grown, I'm like, well, it's probably too late, but there still could be learning going on.
Yeah.
Fun. Well, this sounds like a super fun series, and tell us where we can find all of your, not attributes is not the right word, all of you. Everything you offer.
Everything we offer. Well, our main website is actridiculous.com. So you can find all kinds of stuff on there. And the book's on Amazon, on Kindle, Unlimited. And the audiobook is everywhere. It's on Audible, iTunes, Spotify, Kobo. Like, I think there's 40 different platforms for that.
Awesome. I do have Audible credits, so it's going on my download list.
Oh, that's awesome. And we're on social media. My at mention is at Jeffrey Kipple, and Mindy's is at Hey Mindheart.
Mindheart.
Fun. And I know we'll have all the links in the description of the podcast, so people can find you that way as well. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having us. Fun.
And happy holidays.
Same to you.
Thank you, too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Finding the Magic podcast. I'm your host, author and podcaster, Tricia Copeland, and I love getting behind the scenes. If you like the podcast, make sure to subscribe and stop in each week to discover new authors and books. Thanks for listening, and until next time, keep finding the magic.